know the feeling. You return to your native village after a long absence and come across an eyesore, a building that screams money, power and influence and sticks out like a sore thumb from its surroundings. That is the kind of building that architect and photographer Jan Krummel likens to a flashing gold tooth. Jan Krummel has spent many years of his life documenting the transformation of Czech villages and has done much to make people realize the importance of preserving the cultural and architectural heritage handed down by their forefathers. He has traveled the country back and forth documenting the transformation of streets, town squares and churches and has an impressive collection of the best and worst examples of human activity in this respect. Some appear in his film Vesničko má přestavovaná, My Reconstructed Little Village, a play on the title of Jiří Menzel's film hit My Sweet Little Village. Others went to make up his book Village Architecture 2011. I asked Jan Krummel how he came to be involved in this work.
No tak ono už je to dáno tím, že jsem se narodil na venkově.
I guess it all stems from the fact that I was born in the country. Some of my ancestors were farmers, my father was a village teacher, and what you get handed down in your genes and absorbed during your youth and childhood stays with you throughout your life. But what motivated me most was this program, Dorfenerung, Village Restoration in Austria and Germany, which we learnt about still under communism. I was completely overwhelmed by its approach. In contrast to the communist uniformity, where people were not perceived as individuals but a mass, this approach emphasized that every village was special, that every village was made up of individuals who were important and who all had something different to offer. The democratic approach to people was an eye-opener for me, in view of what we were used to, the fact that people were respected, listened to, and could take part in the shaping of their village.
Jan Krummel's interest in preserving the historic integrity of villages dates back to the communist days, although back then his work involved monitoring the situation more than anything else. Soon after the fall of communism, he published the first translations of the Dorfenneuerung program and helped to get it implemented in this country as well. He says the communist years left a sorry mark not just on villages but on people's thinking.
Nutno říct, že taková ta základní myšlenka, že zkrátka...
The communist ideology was that the boundaries between country life and city life should slowly be erased. Everything old was regarded as outdated and surpassed, and there was an accent on modern materials and designs. As a result, precious old buildings, houses, churches and such were allowed to fall into disrepair, and many people accepted the thought that what was old was not worth preserving or maintaining, which is a great pity. Today you see villages where small picturesque houses were torn down and replaced by luxury villas, which is unfortunate because it destroys the character of the village, what we call its genius loci.
Někdy se to vytvářelo do takové až jedinečnosti. Říká se tomu genius loci.
After the fall of communism, much could have been salvaged and modernized so as not to interfere with the historic character of the given place. And in many instances, this was done. But equally so, many people who earned money and did not value the old started building their dream homes, tasteless replicas of castles, Spanish haciendas, and bizarre constructions they had seen somewhere on their travels. After years of suffering a shortage of everything, the market now offered every possible material and every possible accessory in a wide variety of shapes and colors, and people's imagination soon knew no bounds. These buildings can be found in many a town or village and show no respect for their surroundings or neighbors. Jan Krummel again.
Ten můj názor je...
In my view, the operational word here is harmony. If you are building a house somewhere or reconstructing one, then you need to look at the surroundings and build something that will add to the charm of the given place rather than deter from it. This should be utmost in the mind of the owner, the architect, but also the mayor, because every village, every community is in a way unique.
In addition to making films, writing and lecturing on the issue, Jan Krummel initiated a nationwide competition called Village of the Year, where the criteria are not just preservation of the historical character of a village, but relate to environmentally friendly projects, cultural activities and social life. Mr. Krummel says that despite the eyesores, he is not entirely pessimistic in this respect.
Vidíme, že taková ta snaha o
There is a will to conserve historical monuments. Hundreds of villages have embraced the idea of preserving their cultural and architectural legacy within the village renovation program I spoke about, and the Village of the Year competition has shown us that there are plenty of local patriots who have respect for this legacy and are determined to preserve it and take it further. But unfortunately, there are also those who say, it's my money and I'll build what I like with it. This is democracy, right? And they have no consideration for the fact that this form of exhibitionism not only reflects badly on them, but that it degrades the whole surrounding environment.
Money, power, and a lack of respect for the given community all contribute to the fact that structures that make one cringe have been mushrooming all around the country. How is it possible that the local authorities do not put their foot down even in the most offensive cases? Jan Krummel again.
Everyone has a share in this. The local construction authority gives the green light to a project stamped by an authorized architect, so the architect in question carries his share of the blame as well. But to be fair, the construction office does not always see the end result. Often construction work takes a different turn, plans are slightly revised, and the building ends up looking different, very different, and sometimes people construct it without a permit and are ready to pay a fine later. We all know about some of the bizarre constructions that have grown up around Carlo Vivari. Some buildings are out of this world, and the craving to have something different, be it a villa from Provence or something more exotic, well, some people have that.
Jan Krummel's travels have taken him to many parts of Europe, and he says he's envious of the sights he sees in Austria, Switzerland or Great Britain, where people show ingenuity and sensitivity in preserving the unique character of their country houses, right down to their front gardens or backyards. He says that there is much Czechs could learn from viewing those examples, but transplanting an attitude is not easy.
Ale nejen já, ten spolek pro obnovu venkova chce ovlivňovat teda veřejné mínění.
We are all trying. Both I and my colleagues from the Society for Village Renovation are publishing, talking to the media, and cooperating with schools to broadcast the message. I think that education in this respect should start at an early age, and I'm hoping that if teachers make an effort and children see these publications, it will be an education in taste.
Taky využili, promítli dětem, založili v nich takový ten vkus.